Josh Lovelace from Need to Breathe. His kids' album is called Young Folk. A song called Eat Your Vegetables, which I could tell. That song is making my guests very, very happy. We are with the Stoners of Stoners Homegrown Vegetables at Lancaster Central Market. I understand it's the longest running stand at Lancaster Central Market. Let's meet everyone.
Hi, I'm Ethel Stoner, and I'm saying hello to my daughter, who has a birthday today, and she is in Cuba.
I said happy birthday to her this morning when we did the JTL birthdays. I saw on Facebook it was her birthday, and I thought, what a coincidence. It's her birthday, and you're here on the radio today. So what is she doing in Cuba?
Celebrating her birthday. That's what she wanted
nice.
To do. Shall I tell you how old she is? When you're at that certain special number,
yes.
You do something special.
Yes. How old is she?
50.
That's what I was thinking, because I knew she wasn't too far behind me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm also known as Mrs. Pepper Relish.
I understand that. And the man next to you, let's meet him, because he's also known as Captain Arugula.
Yeah, hi. I'm sometimes also known. My name is John R. Stoner. Sometimes I'm also known as Captain Arugula and also J.R. So I have a lot of different names.
And I know you have a lot of people at Lancaster Central Market this morning that you need to say hi to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I need to say hi to all my workers at Lancaster Central Market and all my friends there.
Yeah. Now, Captain Arugula and Mrs. Pepper Relish, you have to tell me how you got those names, because I did not realize this. And I've been coming to your stand for a long, long time.
Well, I got the name Mrs. Pepper Relish because when John's mother could no longer make her well-known Pepper Relish, I started making it. And we have a nephew in Phoenix, and he loved Pepper Relish, and he was glad to have somebody continue to make it. And when I go to Phoenix every year, I have to make Pepper Relish for all my family in Phoenix.
Now I'm really curious. I want to try it. Do you ever sell it at your market stand?
No, it's not something we'd be allowed to sell.
Oh, that's true.
But no, I'll give it away.
Well, that sounds very good. And Captain Arugula, how did that come about?
Well, because 25 years ago, I had a famous chef that told me to grow arugula, and so I've been growing it ever since. And also my nephew, because I grew a lot of arugula, started calling me Captain Arugula because he thought that was a great thing to call me.
Because you teased him because he was a captain of A-300 Airbus, and he didn't like to be called captain. So he returned the favor by calling him Captain Arugula.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, now let's think about that. 25 years ago, you would not have found arugula being grown probably in Lancaster County. It became very trendy, and so I'm sure local chefs really wanted to get a hold of it. And I know when I'm at market, and I am at Central Market several times a week, I see local chefs shopping at the local stands. So you were the first to grow it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, at least I'm sure the first to sell it there at Central Market.
That's correct.
Yeah,
probably.
So it's the longest. You're the longest running stand at market. I know, Mrs. Stoner, your recipes are in all the Central Market cookbooks. I have them all.
I don't know. I kept giving them to that.
Yeah.
The publisher and the,
yeah.
They kept adding them. So anyhow, so funny thing. My granddaughter just got married, and she got a cookbook. I guess one of the first ones, she goes, Grandma, you don't even make these things anymore.
That is so funny.
It is so funny.
And that's what happens sometimes when you're working around food in the industry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be back to talk more. Maybe some of you out there say, I don't like vegetables. I think we're going to convince you otherwise this hour. And maybe you want to start your very own garden, or maybe you have a garden, but we'll talk a little bit about what it means to grow your vegetables. This is Terry Scott Taylor from the Brian Wilson Making God Smile tribute CD that a bunch of artists, Christian artists, came together and did. Vegetables.